KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 67. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 78. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The NCBA summer meeting going on in Reno, and NCBA Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access, Kent Backus, talks about they've had a pretty busy year so far.
You know, for us, 2022 has definitely been a great year on the export side. So a lot of what we've been trying to do is just capitalize on all that strong foreign demand for U.S. beef. When you see tight global supplies, you see opportunities for exports. And, you know, we're able to capitalize on that demand, especially in countries like Japan, Korea, and China, because we have good trade policies in place that give us access there. So a lot of what we've been doing is trying to implement our terms of access into those countries, but also looking forward to being able to engage in new opportunities. You know, the Biden administration has taken a slightly different approach to previous administrations when it comes to trade. You know, they're not as eager to talk about removing tariffs, but they are looking to engage on some of the non-tariff issues. So as we look at the Indo-Pacific economic framework and we see, you know, other ventures like that, we're going to look for opportunities to remove more non-tariff barriers and try to capitalize even more on that strong global demand for U.S. beef.
Three of the biggest poultry processors in the U.S. will settle claims by the Justice Department over their alleged effort to work together to drive down employee compensation. Cargill, Sanderson Farms, and Wayne Farms agreed to pay a combined $84 million in restitution to workers harmed by their alleged information sharing in order to settle civil antitrust lawsuits. The antitrust division of the DOJ said that through a brazen scheme to exchange wage and benefit information, these producers stifled competition and harmed a generation of plant workers who faced demanding and somewhat dangerous conditions to earn a living. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A plan to provide Kansas mothers with health care coverage under Kansas Medicaid, or CanCare, was approved by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on Tuesday. The expansion will include postpartum health care extension from 2 months to a year and extends coverage for postpartum beneficiaries of CanCare and the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. There are currently more than 500,000 Kansans who are enrolled in Kansas Medicaid, or CHIP. To learn more about CanCare, go to this website, cancare.ks.gov. The giant Mega Millions lottery jackpot ballooned to $1.02 billion after no one matched all six numbers Tuesday night and won the top prize. The new estimated jackpot will be the nation's fourth largest lottery prize. The next drawing for the Mega Millions jackpot is scheduled for Friday night. Good luck. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, the tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Montgomery County law enforcement authorities and USD 436 are investigating an alleged threat of school violence. On Tuesday, a private citizen called the Caney police to report an individual who had made a threat to shoot employees at the Caney High School. The reporting party stated that the person who had made the threats was still on school property. Officers with the Caney Police Department immediately responded to the Caney High School and discovered the suspect later identified as John Swally, 50, of Caney, a janitor who is working in the administration building of the school. Swally is being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail. In Sedgwick County, just before 1:30 p.m. yesterday, first responders received a call of a possible drowning at a home in the 9700 block of South Ridge Road. That's according to Sheriff Lieutenant Benjamin Blick. A home daycare provider was swimming in an above-ground pool with several children when she noticed a 16-month-old face down in the pool. She quickly pulled the toddler from the pool, performed CPR, and called 911. When deputies arrived, the girl was conscious and alert. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News in Scotts Bluff. 33-year-old Adric Blanco was accused of strangling and hitting his pregnant girlfriend, making her mouth bleed. Court documents stated that during the time of the incident, she was 37 weeks pregnant. Blanco's girlfriend told police that they did get into an argument about Blanco taking her car. This led to him striking her in the face, and then he began to strangle her. The victim's 12-year-old daughter heard the altercation and called police. Blanco was charged with 3 counts of child abuse, strangulation, and third-degree domestic assault on a pregnant woman. The ground could be felt shaking again along the Kansas-Nebraska border as the second earthquake within a week's time occurred Tuesday morning. The 3.6 magnitude quake occurred at 7:04 in the morning and was located approximately 6 miles west-southwest of Superior in north-central Jewell County, Kansas. This is similar to the quake that was felt a little over a week ago as far north as York, Nebraska. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tubby and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and moved to change the budget hearing to the August 22nd meeting at 7 p.m. to accommodate notice of intent to exceed the revenue neutral rate. The mill levy will be down slightly to 67.547 mills from 67.603 the previous year. Council unanimously approved adoption of the Economic Development Ordinance, which will incentivize infill housing construction through extended property tax reductions. Approval was given for economic development assistance toward demolition and removal of an abandoned trailer house at 1507 South Street. Approval was given for purchase of a dump trailer for the Cemetery and Parks Department with a low bid from Top Hat of Belleville for $11,800. The city attorney outlined agreements with Marshall County to foreclose at a special tax sale the condemned property at 209 North 8th Street. The city has demolished the former apartment complex, which was abandoned, and has property taxes from 2017 due in the amount of nearly $14,000. Demolition costs were nearly $34,000, and after the tax sale and title costs, the total amount would be around $50,000. The city has an agreement with First Commerce Bank to bid at least $50,000 at the tax sale, and it's hoped that will cover all expenses. Another adjacent house, the corner of 10th and Center, was also demolished recently. Marshall County Public Works advises that Pheasant Road, the landfill road, will be closed during daytime hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week for pipe installation under the blacktop. The road closing 7:30 till 3 Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with the road reopening daily at 3 p.m. A Havensville, Kansas man was arrested in Washington County July 19th and is being held on $15,000 bond. Robert Blove III faces pending charges of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, operating a vehicle without proper classification, and no proof of insurance. He was arrested in Washington at 7th and C Streets. Brent Ackerman was arrested Friday in Washington County on a Gage County warrant for criminal trespass, possession of a deadly weapon, obstruction of government operations, resisting arrest, and carrying a concealed weapon. Ackerman was arrested on U.S. 36 at Yankee Road and is being held at the Washington County Jail on $10,000 bond. An injury accident was reported in Gage County last Thursday evening around 6 p.m. on U.S. 77, 3 miles south of Wymore near Spruce Road. Emma Breland, age 19, of Beatrice, was attempting to pass a tractor pulling a hay rake driven by Lauren Trownick, age 20, of Wymore, and the two collided. The Breland vehicle rolled at least once. She was transported to Beatrice Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. U.S. 77 was closed for a time while officers worked the accident. Judging gets underway Wednesday at the Gage County Fair, kicking off activities continuing through Sunday in Beatrice. James L. Jim Swim Sr., age 91, of Marysville, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Swim Sr. Jerry L. Hedke, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 10:30, at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Hedke. Erwin W. Buss, age 95, of Kansas City, passed away July 24th. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Palmer. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Erwin Buss.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Althea wants to thank all the men and women who served during the Korean War. These courageous individuals entered a foreign country to protect the citizens from a hostile communist takeover and preserve their right to a democratic government. Support our troops during this Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. A reminder from Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Hi, John Unger here. I'm running for District 1 County Commissioner. I worked for the public to represent the needs of rural communities and agricultural lands my entire career and would like to continue working for the county I call home. It would be an honor to represent you, the residents of Marshall County. I'd appreciate your vote August 2nd to be your county commissioner.
Paid for by John L. Unger for county commissioner, Kathy Unger, treasurer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers are possible today, but otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa. the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Missouri. More showers are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and mid-70s throughout Missouri. Staying much cooler throughout the day on Thursday, a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and mid-80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout the day on Friday before a slight chance for more showers throughout Friday night and Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 111, low 70 and the record low 52. Sunset this evening 8:44 with sunrise in the morning at 6:23.
There's a lot more to the character of the wind than its speed. We ponder those characteristics today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 27th, the 208th day of the year. Skating champ Peggy Fleming shares a birthday with legendary producer Norman Lear. A rather breezy day recently got us thinking about the wind and all of its different variations in texture and sound. Summer breezes blow through tall grass, leafy trees, and open windows. Winter winds whistle through cracks in windows, over snowbanks, or through barren woods. And just listen to this partial list of adjectives found in weather reports. A light breeze might murmur, whisper, or sigh. You might hear it purr, whistle, or moan. Stronger winds will howl, crash, or even roar. And a real gale can thunder, crash, or bellow. The list goes on, but we've well run out of wind. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather facts online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The quarterfinals of the basketball tournament will be played tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN2 at Charles Koch Arena. The Aftershocks will take on the Gutter Cat Gang, an all-star team led by TBT veteran Kyle Hines, who played his college ball at UNC Greensboro. The list of accolades continues to grow for Kansas State women's basketball player Ayoka Lee. The Wildcat star was nominated for the 2022 NCAA Woman of the Year. Lee was the only player in NCAA Division I women's basketball in the 2021-22 season to register 725 or more points, 325 or more rebounds, and 90 or more blocks. At January's NCAA convention in San Antonio, the national top 30 honorees will be celebrated, and the NCAA Woman of the Year will be announced. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how.
looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The 88th edition of the NBC World Series opens at noon tomorrow with four games each day for 4 days before the annual tournament moves to X Stadium in Wichita, resuming on August 1st. The teams include in Pool A, 316 Elite, Hutchinson Monarchs, Lone Star Baseball Club, and OKC D-Bat Collegiate. In Pool B, there's the Denver Cougars, San Diego Stars, Santa Barbara Foresters, and the Hayesville Aviators. In Pool C belongs to the Austin Shockers, Lone Star Kraken, Hayes Larks, and Seattle Studs. And finally in Pool D, the Cheney Diamond Dogs, Liberal BJs, TBT Ballers, and Waco Winners. The Chiefs are opening training camp without their starting running back. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was placed on the physically unable to perform list with an undisclosed ailment. That's according to Tuesday's NFL Transactions Report. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team opens play in the state tournament at Great Bend Wednesday, continuing through Friday. They face Clay Center Wednesday evening at 5:30, Great Bend on Thursday at 12:30, and Topeka Friday at 12:30. Pool play winners advance to a single elimination tournament Saturday at Great Bend.
We don't create problems. We solve them. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temps Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temps Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temps Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
As the garden fresh vegetables fill our kitchens, fruit flies often move in to share the harvest. Continue to enjoy fresh produce while managing these unwanted pests. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fruit flies feed on fermenting organic matter and breed in areas that stay constantly moist. They can also be found in windows and sinks or other places with light and moisture. Start by removing and composting any damaged fruits and vegetables. Empty the trash and clean the container. Scrub sink drains as far as you can reach with a stiff brush dipped in bleach and rinse with hot water to remove the accumulated debris. Purchase or make your own fruit fly traps. Fill a glass with a half a cup of apple cider vinegar. Cover it with clear plastic wrap and punch a small hole in the plastic with a toothpick. The adults will crawl inside but will be unable to leave. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today it is just a historic site overlooking Oregon's Willamette River. Yet the man who lived here is regarded to have saved the lives of many who first ventured over the Oregon Trail. His story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
To those living in the northwestern U.S., his name is widely known as a founding father of the region.
Dr. McLaughlin, who is known as the father of Oregon, was what's called a chief factor of a Hudson's Bay Company. Chief factor means the head man, like a CEO, and he was in charge of Fort Vancouver, across the river in Washington from 1824 till 1846 when he left.
John Salisbury shares the story from Oregon City, Oregon. It's important to remember that McLaughlin was in charge of a British outpost, and his superiors often had negative views towards the Americans that were rushing over the mountains to the West Coast.
Pioneers floated down the Columbia River, got to Fort Vancouver. They were desperate. They were hungry. They were starving. The animals were beat. What he did is, rather than turn them away, he was told by his Hudson's Bay Company, the British, to send them back in the Oregon Trail. Go back, 2,000 miles. In the winter and the snow, they'd perish. He knew that.
So McLaughlin invited the pioneers into his store, in a sense, saving their lives.
What it did is it helped focus the Americans that came on the trail down in Oregon City, and this became the end of the Oregon Trail, where they filed their claims. Because he kind of helped them, he was very politically motivated. He came down here after he retired in 1846, and his influence was still here. He was kind of straddling the fence. He was in support of the Americans. He didn't like some of the British feelings about the Americans. On the other hand, he was also patriotic to the British. So he rode the fence for a long time. But the reality is, if it weren't for him, a lot of Americans would not have survived.
Today, McLaughlin's home is a National Historic Site, honoring the man who saved the lives of many who headed west on the Oregon Trail. Traveling the countryside in Oregon City, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
Chickens. Feathers are great insulation from the cold, but no help in the hot summer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Provide heat relief so your flock doesn't suffer as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Was raising chickens, we made sure they had a lot of water to drink and plenty of shade to help prevent heat stress. Sheila Purdom is a poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She says chickens don't sweat, so they have to pant to keep themselves cool. When you see a bird with its beak wide open and breathing hard, it's begging for relief.
One really good option is cool water. The birds will like to play in the water, drink cool water, and that alone will help cool down their body considerably. So access to fresh, cool water helps a great deal. Fans and ventilation, just moving air over them, also helps.
Purdom says there's an electrolyte solution you can use that helps to balance a chicken's body fluids as it gets warm. If you can't find a product specifically for chickens, a livestock electrolyte solution will work. Chickens also lift up their wings to cool off, so be sure they have plenty of space to move around. The coop should be in the shade, and if there's an open side, direct it away from the sun. Inside the chicken house, make sure the litter stays dry.
You get built up moisture in your litter during the summer and the heat. You're going to have a lot of heat in your litter material, and that can cause an irritation to their breast as they lay down or roost on the litter. So again, keep that very dry. But don't hesitate to have a sprinkler out that you can actually let the birds get into water if you've got an outdoor space.
Plan feeding time during the cooler hours of the evening. Chickens won't eat when their body temperatures are elevated because digestion adds to the metabolic heat they're already producing. Find more tips for keeping chickens cool at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Surrender devotion, defender designer, my praise be yours. Yeah, my surrender devotion, defender designer, my praise be yours. Praise be yours.
research operation dedicated to better gut health. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The Nebraska Food for Health Center is at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln with a focus on exploring ways that agriculture and food production can be beneficial to gut health. Professor James Schnabel is a researcher there.
Right now, there are completely different sets of incentives for growers who typically are paid for maximizing yield or maximizing other things like protein content, and for food processors and consumers who really are interested in healthier and high-value foods. And so we got this donation to scale up our ability to actually start breeding new crop varieties that have beneficial end effects for human beings, primarily by understanding how the genes in plants control the composition of the gut microbiomes of people who eat those plants, and then understand how those changes in the gut microbiome can affect human health.
I told you yesterday about work being done at the center with popcorn. Schnabel says it's just one of a number of projects underway.
A much larger experiment in conventional dent corn, the type you'd have in a tortilla or cornbread, and then a very large project with sorghum. We also have people working on yellow field peas, which are in vogue right now as the source of protein for meat alternatives, as well as proso millet and wheat, I think, is the other one that folks are working on.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Farm Fest is located in Minnesota this year and has forums throughout the entire festival, and it's set to cover a number of different agricultural subjects, ranging from the upcoming farm bill to the agricultural outlook for the upcoming year and many other topics. As Nikki Jones, the marketing director of Idea Ag, and says that she has multiple live stream sessions set for Farm Fest this year.
One of them is called the Minnesota First Congressional District Candidate Forum. We are also going to have one called the Must-Haves in the next Farm Bill. Those are both on Tuesday, and the Farm Bill session has a slew of panelists from different national ag organizations. On Wednesday, you'll be able to see an Ag Outlook Forum. We have the Minnesota Governor's Candidate Forum on Wednesday as well, and the Getting the Most from Federal Ag Program session. Thursday, you'll be able to see the Women in Ag event and the presentation of the FarmFest Woman Farmer of the Year Award.
Developing the next farm bill will be a big topic of discussion for the year.
I think that affects all the ag producers out there, and it's good to hear from the people that are going to be in the ears of the people making the next farm bill and to understand what they feel like is important, and for them to be able to hear from others what is important to them.
It goes on to say that Farm Fest organizers plan the international forums to appeal to a wide audience.
We want to make sure that it's very relevant for the people that live in the area, but also it brings people in from all over the United States. So it's very relevant for them to see this nationwide discussion and content that affects all ag producers. You can go to farmfest.com, pull down the At the Show tab, and there is a page called Farm Fest Forums. when it is time for those to go live, you will be able to stream each of them live as they happen.
Again, you can find more information online at farmfest.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Egg Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty Egg Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty Egg Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Explorer. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty Egg Ford or RustyEggFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty Egg Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty Egg Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty Egg Ford today or start online at RustyEggFord.com. You go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty Egg Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Egg Ford.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congress will be heading back to their home states and districts for their summer break. And when they return, the Farm Bill will once again have discussions in D.C. Mike Conaway is the former chairman of the House Ag Committee from Texas. He was asked if he has any advice for some of the new members of the committee when it comes to crop insurance.
Yeah, the great thing about crop insurance is its long-term success story that we've seen over all these decades, and the increase in covered acres, the increase in value of crops that are covered, and the fact that it does, in fact, work. It provides not only protection for the producers, but also allows bankers and lenders to participate in financing of farm operations in ways they would not be able to were it not for crop insurance. So a little premature to talk about anything specific that might or might not come up in the 23 Farm Bill, but the long-term history of its success speaks to what needs to be there. One of the things that constantly comes up, especially well this time as a result of all the ad hoc disaster relief that's been in place the last 3 or 4 years, should that supplant or just go that direction? And clearly the answer is no. In fact, you ought to try to, hopefully then we'll try to improve crop insurance to the point that disaster relief that we've experienced over the last 3 or 4 years would be unnecessary or would be a more sustainable and predictable protection for producers as well as bankers and lenders that could be in place. So, great story, long-term history of it really working, and the old adage, don't fix something that's not broken. Hopefully we'll prevail.
That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Corn is subjected to many stresses over a growing season. Poor kernel set on the cob is one of the consequences. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The number of kernels on an ear of corn is important for total grain yield per acre. An ear that's totally filled out with perfect rows has benefited from good growing conditions and successful pollination. But sometimes you end up with more cob than kernels. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says there are several reasons why this happens, but severe drought is probably the most common culprit. Each silk represents a kernel of corn and requires a lot of moisture to grow up and out of the husk for pollination.
So under severe drought stress, that elongation of the silks can sometimes be delayed or occasionally even stopped altogether, to the point where they may be delayed in their elongation so long that by the time they do finally come out, all of the pollen's already been shed from the tassel, and so there's no pollen left to be captured by the silks, and then you don't get any kernels developing.
On the other side of the spectrum, an extended period of cloudy, rainy weather can result in a less than full ear of corn because it messes with photosynthesis.
It can affect those newly fertilized ovules because if the plant becomes terribly short on the sugars and the carbohydrate that are formed by photosynthesis, basically that can cause almost immediate abortion of newly developing kernels. And so sometimes, you know, we'll see some poor kernel set if there's been upwards of a week of cloudy weather during pollination.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about issues with kernel set at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're seeing things still mostly higher in the grain markets. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all higher on the day. Soybeans definitely taking another big jump right towards the end. We'll see how we close in a little bit. Livestock market still mostly lower on the morning. In corn market, still pretty steady here. September corn sitting at 15 cents on the day to 5.95 even a bushel. We have the December corn up by 14 and a half cents to 5.98. and a quarter. In the wheat market, mostly higher there. September KC wheat sitting up 28 cents to 867 and three quarters. December's up 28 to 874 and three quarters. In the bean markets, big jump here over the last hour as August soybeans are sitting at 53 and three quarter cent to 1526 and three quarters. The September's up 37 and a quarter to 1393 and a quarter. In the meal market, August soybean meal sitting up $21.10 to $468.60. And the bean oil for August is up 15 cents right now to $60.16. The green trend continues in the cotton market as well, with October cotton sitting up $1.83 to $299.35. December cotton's up $3.25. Right now. In the oats market, mostly higher here as well. September oats are up 10 and a half cents to 453 even a bushel. In the livestock market, real quick here, mostly lower on the day overall. Live cattle for August down 57 cents at 137.17. October's down 77 cents to 142.57. In the feeder cattle market, August down $1.35 sitting at 177.95. And September down $1.70 at 181 even. Lean hogs, they had a little bit of green earlier today, but now they're mostly lower as August lean hogs are down a quarter, sitting at 116.97. U.S. dollar index today a little bit higher. September index sitting up 60 cents at 106.95. We have the 30-year bonds right now up slightly at 142.20. Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealer.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When it comes to resources for better managing forage production, soil testing is often one that is underutilized by producers. From Kansas State University, I'm Samantha Bennett with Agriculture Today. Luckily, K-State Southeastern Area agronomist Bruno Pedrera is here to remind producers of what a valuable resource soil testing can really be.
pH is a kind of thing that I'd like to talk about. I don't think we're talking the much we need in terms of forages. We assume that forages can grow with low pH, and that's true. We have native plants. But if you want to have more out of your pasture, pH is the kind of thing that tells us about the chemical environment. pH tells us how the nutrients will play into the soil. And most of the soil samples I've been discussing with the agents and the farmers, it's very common, especially in the southeast Kansas, we got numbers between 5, 5.2, 5.3. And those numbers are low, even for forages. And when we have pH in these ballpark 5.5.5, you see that the availability of the nutrients in the soil will be lower than when we have numbers better than that. In this kind of acidic soil, the nutrients sometimes are there, but they are not plant available.
He goes on to explain that adjusting pH can be done easily, and all things considered, affordably, to increase forage production efficiency.
You know, if you identify that the pH is low, we can use lime, which is widely available in Kansas. We can find it here. There was no great price change in the last year or so, different than what happened with NP and K. Mm-hmm. You guys are all seeing that. But if we can apply some lime and increase this pH for 6, 6.5, which would be the target for fescue and brom, for example, we'd like to say that in between 6 and 7 would be great for brom and fescue fields. If we are talking about alfalfa, for example, it needs to be higher than that, 6, 8, 7. But if we can go to 6, 6 something, the nutrients that we have there, they will be more available for the plants. So before you spend money with N, P, and K, please go take soil samples, figure out what is the pH you have, and let's work with some lime before go and spend even more money with the other fertilizers.
Pedrera explains how easy it really is to find resources in order to conduct soil sample tests.
If you Google K-State Soil Lab, you'll find it. And in Kansas, we are very well organized with these things. So if you go to your extension office in your county, all of your ag agents, they know how to do it. Most of our extension offices, they have the probe, the soil core to borrow to you. So they are there and they are able to help you to go out and guide you in how you can take the soil samples sent to us here in Manhattan. And we will be able to give you a really nice recommendation to go and be efficient with your soil results.
That was K-State Southeastern Area Agronomist Bruno Pedrera. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
County Fair excitement continues. Deep roots and dusty boots, this year's theme for the Gage County Fair and Expo, underway through Sunday in Beatrice. Judging Wednesday with livestock shows Thursday and Friday. Tough enough rodeos planned Wednesday and Thursday evening with races and a demo derby Friday and Saturday nights. The livestock auction Sunday afternoon with a tractor pull that evening at the Gage County Fair in Beatrice. 4-H is how we roll, this year's theme for the Nemahal County Free Fair, Friday through Monday in Seneca.
Entries accepted Friday morning and judging begins, continuing Saturday. Carnival games at Skok Park planned Saturday afternoon with a rodeo that evening. Carnival games again Sunday with a fair parade at 6:30 in downtown Seneca. Round Robin is Monday afternoon with a livestock auction Monday evening at the Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca. Proud supporters of all of the 4-H and FFA youth at this year's county fairs include Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, Bruni Implement, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet, Highland Community College, and Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem with Highland's online classes. Live out of state? Pay one low rate of $126 per credit hour. Enrollment is open now, so visit us at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated salutes all of the 4-H and FFA youth showing at this year's county fairs. Show your support of these hardworking youth. A reminder, they are on the summer schedule with sales every other Thursday at Marysville Livestock. And a reminder, they are taking consignments for their customer appreciation sale coming up August 11th. For more details, go online to MarysvilleLivestock.com. Again, Marysville Livestock, proud supporter of the county fairs.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.